Sadly, as it almost always occurs at least once a year, the Idaho State Department of Agriculture has received confirmation of equine herpes virus myeloencephalopathy diagnosed in a horse in Ada County. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The horse traveled from Arizona to Idaho in February and then was transported to the Salty Dash Futurity in South Jordan, Utah from March 15th to the 17th. The horse has not traveled to any other events or locations since returning to Idaho and is currently under veterinary care at a private facility which is now under quarantine. ISDA veterinarian Dr. Scott Libesley has sound advice for any horse owner who travels with their horse.
We want to emphasize, and this is extremely important, good biosecurity when you travel with your horses. Any type of show or exhibition, it's a potential risk. You're coming in contact with other horses, other populations of unfamiliar animals, and you don't know where they've been or who or what they've come in contact with. So if it's imperative that you need to travel with your horse, you have to practice good biosecurity. And that would include washing your hands, limiting traffic in and out of the horse's stall. I recommend that you temp your horses twice a day while you're on the road. And as soon as you see a horse spike a fever, get it out of there. You need to remove the horse from the general population, isolate it, and determine if it's something to be worried about. It may just be a fever that's unrelated to a viral infection, but you can't afford to take that chance.
Exposed horses often take several days to demonstrate clinical illness. David Sparks, AgInfo.net.